Welcome to Family Life Today with Praise Forward. I have invested the last 4 years of my life testing models that can solve some of the critical problems of our world. I have traveled and observed several templates and asked several questions. I have cried and have been burdened by the fast pace at which our world seems to be ebbing into chaos. Are you asking the question I'm asking? Why couldn't our prayers stop terrorists from wasting innocent lives? And why has family life been redefined under our watch by the new normal movement? Could it be the end time things we talk about? Or could it be that our light has refused to shine? What questions do you have in mind about your spouse and children for which answers have eluded you? The good news is that every time there's a problem, God puts the solution in a family. And that's why I believe that the solution to the problem of our world lies in your family. I am starting a series on getting the best out of our married men and influencing the men of the future in this series that we've titled African Husbands. Every time the word man is mentioned, different emotions show up and all forms of labeling as well, depending on the experience you have had with a man in your lives. It's no longer news that a lot of negatives have been perpetrated and reported by men, and we also know that a lot has been exaggerated. 4 years ago, I traveled across different continents, speaking at various conferences, and I must have reached over 150,000 men that year. I was shocked to discover that less than 20 men in all my meetings have in their life personally studied the concept of manhood and the difference between a man and a husband. Majority of them confess that they learned about manhood from what they see in their fathers, who must have learned it from their own fathers, who must have learned it from the great-great-grandfather. Truth is, when a concept is not properly taught, it will become an assumed truth and error will be passed as truth. So what if all we hate in our men who later became husband is as a result of faulty conditioning that they knew nothing about? What if the average man out there is looking for himself and frustrated at how the good he seeks has eluded him? A man by the name Paul of Tarsus, a Jewish philosopher, talked about how he sought to do good and how the installed self-sabotaging software keeps getting in the way. We can rebuild manhood, and as long as the identity of a real man is not unveiled and the job description of a husband discovered, many more will be victims of assumed manhood. Till I come your way again next time, keep loving and keep living, and understand that the most important nation on earth is your family, because your family is a production factory of the society. Bye-bye.